rocks.
All right, good morning.
Do movies start like this anymore? Do they have like the symphony orchestra? This kind of also reminds me of like, you know, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all those old 90s movies.
Beethoven, Problem Child. Yeah, they all started that way. Yeah. What about Bob? I just watched that movie
again.
Yeah, that starts that same way. Yeah.
Great movie. I used to watch that in class. I was like, yes, dude.
You'd watch that? Test. Why would you watch that in class?
I have no idea, but we watched in class. Huh. No idea.
That's when the teacher was hungover and didn't want to teach class that day. Didn't want to deal
we
with
loved
the kids.
It. Yeah. Keep stuff. Drinking.
Yeah,
keep
drinking. I'm happy Miss Johnson's hungover again. This is great. This is fantastic.
Got you a gift. I got you a gift.
Yeah, yeah, here you go. It's a bottle of whiskey. Start drinking.
Large bottle.
Yeah. You were probably the reason a lot of your teachers drank. I hope you know that, right?
Yeah, for sure. Competing for attention. That's what it was.
Look at me, please. Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show. We got to keep things moving here. It is time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? They have their customer appreciation party throwdown shindig going on this Saturday, by the way. Mm-hmm. WIRX will be out there broadcasting live, and they got a ton of great stuff going on. So don't miss out. Smith Indoor Gardens customer appreciation this, did I say Friday? Saturday is what I meant. I meant Saturday. So there you go. Don't miss out on that. Okay. So have you ever been to Disney World, Disneyland, anything like that?
Yes.
You have been. How many times have you gone? Have you been a few times or just once or what?
Two times? Two, maybe three. No, two. I think it's two.
I've never been because my parents don't love me. And
it's expensive, dude. Your parents don't love you. They're just smart.
I ain't spending that kind of money on this jerk. You kidding me? Forget
Ridiculously
that.
Ridiculously expensive.
Of course, now reading this story, I don't know if I'm that excited to go. So over the last 5 years, Disney World has captured and removed 226 alligators from the Florida theme park. Ah. And wildlife trappers aren't even close to being done. Gators love it there and keep finding ways to get in. In 2016, a toddler was even killed by an alligator at one of the Disney's resorts in Orlando. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What? I never heard of that.
Last year alone, Disney evicted 46 alligators from the park's rivers and lagoons. Could you imagine being on, what's that one? It's a Small World where you like you go around, and, yeah, it's a small world, and then a gator.
It's a small, weird twist, right? Terrifying twist.
Like, why did we keep settling stuff in Florida? Like, I just don't understand it, all right? And I know you got family members down there, and I'm sure they're great people. But every time I read about Florida, even something like this, even, Hunter, if I were to say Disney World, would you automatically think, oh, yeah, watch out for gators? Now you have to.
No.
Now you have to.
It's like a big sign up front.
Yeah.
Might change things a little bit. You know what? Beware of gators. Like gobble you up.
I don't want to have to worry when I'm in the supposed happiest place on earth, my ass. So like going there, worried about a damn alligator bit my hand off. You know,
tore that bastard's eye out, though. Hey, you know what? Could you imagine taking a picture with Mickey and Goofy, and all of a sudden in the distance you hear, you hear a guy screaming, and there's a gator latched onto his leg doing the gator roll, just tearing his leg off.
You know, it's just one of those big, like Peter Pan gators, like that one that was chasing Captain Hook. He's just been sitting there eating trash, you know, hot dogs that people throw in there and other garbage.
Mickey runs out back and he comes up with a shotgun because he's got to shoot the gator in the head to get the guy, you know, save his leg.
Not today, gator.
I love the sound of it.
See, but we took Elmer Fudd's gun. What's he going to do now? He can't, right?
He needs it.
Him and Yosemite Sam were our only defense against the loose gators. I know it's not Disney, but it's still going to make it. Whatever,
you
close
get it,
enough.
You get it.
That's right. They've brought on, Disney brought on Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam just to protect people. I know it's different, but they're like, we got to have some kind of firepower in here to wrestle these gators. Okay, question for you. Out of every Disney character, who do you think would be the best for fighting gators? Who do you think would have the best chance? And don't, you can't include Marvel people now because, you know, Disney bought Marvel. No, we got to take the, we're talking really? About like original Disney characters.
Disney
all right?
characters probably, I mean, Goofy's pretty big, dude. He's a pretty big dude. He's kind of goofy, though.
I don't think Goofy would be the kind of guy.
No.
And if he were to get it, it would be completely by accident. You know what I mean? It'd be like he'd accidentally like knock something like big over onto the gator's head, you know?
We could do a full topic on that.
Dumbo, he's an elephant. All right. That might work. Yeah.
Got big ears, though, you know, kind of weighs him down a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He'd fly away, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Mickey Mouse would. You know, we all joke about, you know, Mickey Mouse. You know, he's the original guy, but I think he's a little evil. I think Mickey Mouse, he's got a dark streak in him, yeah.
You see it in his eyes. I don't know, man. I think the Gator's got every one of those matches. He's going to Gator roll him right into the pond.
Mickey Mouse comes out. He's got that Louisiana accent. Oh, that dang old Gator here. He going to get real mean if you get too close to that Gator. It's like, what? I didn't expect Mickey to sound like that at all, dude. He's got a big scar on his face from where that one gator bit him. This here's Rusty, and Rusty ain't no puppy. He just sticks his head inside the gator's mouth.
Oh, God, no.
Mickey, don't Disney, do it. Mickey,
Disney
don't
World
do
took a weird twist, guys. Oh, you know, man. Watch out. Because if you go to Disney World, not only is it expensive, you might die.
It's gator killing time. There you go. All right, that is your WTF for the day. We'll be back.